is the Mike Calta Show.
It is 9:10 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. This is Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler. I love that P and F together in a word. Band is blowing Dixie. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I was looking through some old pictures on my phone. Found a picture of Tongueless Brett. It's been a year now since we've heard from him.
Mm.
Rest in peace.
Assume he's dead, right?
Rest in peace of tongue.
Yeah, because he was not doing very good the last time we spoke to him. We actually had to remember talk to the nurse because
he was making motorcycle noises with his lungs. Doing that.
Hot.
Yeah, he was a weird situation. And then Crazy Patty, we haven't heard from. Medicine Man was sick last time we talked to him. We haven't heard from him. I'm just saying. Not saying they all need the call today. Just every once in a while, just reach out to Spanish on a cell phone.
Yeah. When Crazy Patty doesn't check in, I feel like it's because she's on the lam for some reason.
I just said to Carmen off air, I said, I have a feeling we're going to have some death pool stuff happening here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have a feeling that, not necessarily one of mine, just somebody, a celebrity's going to die.
Gio is looking at something. What were you looking at before the show at Hulk Hogan?
Oh, yeah. Apparently Jimmy Hart hosts karaoke night at Hulk Hogan's restaurant, and he was there, I assume, last night by their live video, and he barely didn't even walk.
Hogan?
Yeah. He's limping around, and it was, yeah.
Did I pick him?
No.
I don't think so.
I did.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, I don't, in my opinion, he didn't look all that great for karaoke night.
Is he a big karaoke singer?
I mean, I don't know.
Who isn't?
What if I went down there and tried to sing karaoke?
I'll go down there with you, Mike.
Would you
karaoke
do?
Battle?
Absolutely. Are you ready, Joe?
You got a dead ringer.
Oh, you ready?
What do you got?
Oh, yeah. You go as Jimmy Hart. I'll go as Hulk.
No problem.
Here. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of everyone. Man. Yeah, all right, we can do that. Or a Hulkster in heaven. Okay, and Carmen, you would get... You would get local.
He was my local pick.
Yeah, she has to have him designated as local to get local points.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He was. You said he was your local.
Yeah,
pick.
I know. But
but you still get.
You didn't know.
No, but you still get points for them dying within our listening area.
Well, yes,
local, so,
yes.
So
that's not.
So
what
you get local. You get Hall of Fame. You get guests of the show, and still a significant amount of age points. Yeah. That'd be huge.
Yeah.
He was hobbling around the restaurant.
Carmen, to you, I say good luck.
Well, thank you. I don't wish death on anyone that I pick. I just, it's part of the game.
We're forcing you to play. We get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
You want that money.
You think you're going to call your shot this time, or are you going to Justin Diamond this one?
I don't know.
What night is karaoke?
Yeah.
Monday night.
Monday night is karaoke night?
Last night, yeah.
Joe, you should go down there and do karaoke.
I think we should go down there and challenge them together, Michael.
I don't know that I'm necessarily going down there to challenge anybody, but I would love to see video of you. Okay, now up next we got from Bone TV. Bap, bap.
All right,
and you get up there. And
I think Jim Martin.
I heard it in the papers. I saw it on TV. I guess there'll be an empty seat when I wrestle at Wembley. No, I don't know. You sing whatever you want, Joe.
With your outfit, Joe, you can do some sea shanties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what's up? Get the skipper going.
You know? Get me started.
Yeah, what's up? Hard to stern, am I right? Yeah, check that bow.
Okay. Joe looks like Joe's wearing a pea coat and a hat today. He looks like he just got off the longshoreman's boat.
Yeah.
He's been
freezing.
How's the skiff going?
No, I'm telling you, it's freezing out there, guys.
Deadliest catch.
What? What's up with the surf? Is it any good?
I was just out there checking the cans.
And how are the cans?
Well, the wind is out of the north, Mike.
Were the cans brought in?
Yes.
Okay. Although my son left them outside, I was going to be like...
Yeah, and they were brought in.
He's in deep trouble as it is right now.
No, he brought them in.
Okay. All right. Wait, you brought him in or
No, he did.
Okay.
He brought him in.
All right. Galvin.
Yes.
Several years ago, when the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers were here with Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks and Mike Alstott and those guys, I used to go to all the games to cover it for sports radio. And one day, Ernest Hooper, who was a writer for the St. Pete Times, and I were having a talk. He was doing a story on all the celebrities that would show up for Bucks games, which included Jay-Z, Russell Simmons, Beyonce.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan was here a lot. Spike Lee, Pete Rose, Scott Stapp. There were always celebrities here for the game.
Okay.
And Tom Brady has brought that back now. We've had Kanye. We've had David Beckham. When Kanye was here, I had gotten a couple of texts that somebody else was here, and I was like, I didn't hear anything about that, and that wouldn't make so much sense. That Cole Hauser, who plays Rip on Yellowstone, was here. And I know that, in my mind, he's a Boston guy shooting in Montana. That didn't seem to make any sense. Yesterday, I saw a picture that was Mike Allstott's son, Griffin, and he was in a box with Cole Hauser and his family.
They showed him on the big screen at one point.
I didn't know, though.
Yeah, like they showed
somebody
him.
Somebody said that, and I didn't know if it was really him.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, let's effing go and stuff, and they showed and they said from Yellowstone. I didn't know who the guy was.
Yeah, he evidently lives somewhere like near Daytona or whatever.
Yeah.
And was from the Boston area, but moved. And, you know, but he has been around. He's in that whole Matt Damon, Ben Affleck group. Like, they all came up together. And, you know, he finally got his spot. He's been in a lot of movies. He was in The Breakup. He was in
Paparazzi,
where he was a star, yeah. And but he finally got this breakout role now as Rip in Yellowstone, where every guy wants to be him and every girl wants to bang him. So, yeah. But he seems like a super cool dude. He's got a bunch of kids and a wife, and he was hanging out here. That's great. I love that. I love that celebrities are coming back to the stadium, mm-hmm. and I love that it's one of the coolest guys on television right now. Of course, now I have to figure out how to get my nits in him and get him on the show because he's great. Everybody loves Rip. All right, do we have time to play something, Alvin?
Sure, yeah.
All right, let's... Carmen, do you want to go over the list of what we have left to give away? I know we gave away something this morning.
Yes.
I'm curious, what did that person take this morning?
Let me see.
Like, I'm about to pay an absurd amount of money for Billy Joel tickets. And that guy had the opportunity to just get him for free.
He asked about him, but he ended up taking Zach Brown Band.
Okay. All right. Also,
take him on chicken.
Yeah. but we do have tickets for this Saturday's Bud Light Seltzer Treasure Cove party.
Right.
We have tickets for Tool, weekend passes for the Gasparilla Music Festival, Steel Panther, Tesla, and like you said, Billy Joel, and we still do have a couple pair of Zach Brown Band tickets.
All right. Well, this guy, whoever plays, will have their choice of tickets, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We'll play a couple of rounds. We'll give away a couple of things right now. If we can play, Galvin, a little Whose Tweet Is It?
Let the tweeting begin! It's time to play Whose Tweet Is It Anyway? On the Mike Calta Show.
We can.
Very good. Yeah. I want to point out or mention something on the air. Condolences to the family of Frank Calta, a world-famous bodybuilder who owns several gyms in this area that has no relation to me through family, or just name, whose kids I got to know over the years. Frank had been to my house once before. Nice people. And definitely a legend in the bodybuilding industry. And he passed away. I believe he was 70, 74, 75 years old. Nothing blew my mind away more than when I stopped at a red light one time in 1989 in Tampa, turned to my right, and saw the name Calta in big neon lights. I'd never met anybody outside of my family with the same name, and to travel to Florida and see that sign blew my mind. You know, you never see my name in a movie, you never in any of that stuff, so it was really weird. But condolences to the boys and his kids and on the passing of Frank Calta. All right, we can play a little Whose Tweet.
Yes.
And then when we win, we'll pick a line. All right, what do we got?
All right, your first tweet. Now, this is going to be a tweet from somebody who is on the air, on the Bone staff, and like last week, there were some new people put in there because, you know, we have different people on air. The first one is, does Elvis Costello have one hummable song? And then it has a winky face. And one is all capitalized, just so you know.
Done.
Does Elvis Costello have one hummable song? Winky face. Carmen's done.
Done.
Gio's done.
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 Mike and Spanish are done. All right, Spanish, you came in last there. I'm going to ask you first. Whose tweet is that?
Sloppy Hoppy.
So that's a Sloppy Hoppy, a Sloppy Hoppy. Mike Kelta, who you got?
I don't think Hoppy knows the difference between Abbott and Costello and Elvis Presley. I say no way. I think the only logical answer, although the winky face throws me off, but the only logical answer is Mo.
You say Mo. All right. Gio, who you got?
Connoisseur of high-end bourbon, that is cat named Mo.
That's Mo. I don't know what bourbon has to do with that tweet, but all right.
We'll get to it.
Carmen, who do you have?
I think that's a stupid tweet, stupid Mo.
Stupid tweet, stupid Mo. So three of you said Mo, and one said Hoppy. Three of you got points.
Hey.
That is Mo.
No way anybody else on this show is pointing out Elvis Costello.
And the answer is yes. He has many hummable songs.
Yes. Yeah. I think with a winky face was a joke.
All right, here we go. Next one. I'm going to read it as it's written. The at Buffalo Bills is literally letting Josh Allen down. The at Buffalo Bills is literally letting Josh Allen down.
Done.
Done.
Carmen's done. Gio's done.
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 All right. Everybody is in. And let's see. Spanish. Whose tweet is that?
That is a Monica tweet.
You say that's Monica. All right. Mike Kelta.
I say too easy with Monica, and Monica knows how to speak English. That mumble jumbo belongs to a guy that once said the words, hear ye, hear ye. That is Spike on the mic.
Spike on the mic. Carmen, who do you have?
Like Mike said, you would think that was a Monica tweet, but there was no emojis. And I went, that's a topical Hoppy.
Say topical. A topical, hoppical. Gio, who do you have?
I think he's working that Twitter algorithm. That is a topical Hoppy tweet.
Topical Hoppical. Two of you say topical Hoppical. Two of you get points. That was Hoppy.
Damn it.
The at Buffalo Bills is literally letting Josh Allen down.
I don't think Monica would ever tweet during a Buffalo Bills game.
Yeah, no.
All right, here we go. Next tweet. Well, I guess I'm rooting for the Bengals. Ironically, this is what people from Cincinnati say every year. Made Gio giggle.
Done.
Who is that? Gio's done. Spanish is done.
Done.
Carmen's done. Mike is done. Possible FTW for both Gio and Carmen on this one. Mike, I'm going to start with you. Whose tweet is that?
That belongs to the football connoisseur of the radio station, John Abitas.
You see, that's Johnny B. All right. Spanish, you have 0 points. You're awful. Who do you think tweeted that?
I also said John Abitas.
You say Johnny B as well. All right. Ladies first, Carmen, possible FTW. Who you got?
I was in doubt, so I will Kunst it out.
You will Kunst it out. All right. And Gio, what do you think?
FTW, that is Johnny B.
He said Johnny B. Ooh, interesting. Three of you say Johnny B. One of you say Will Koontz. One of you just won the game. And that's Carmen.
Oh! Suck it, Gio! You suck!
Carmen, you think you hate his face now? You should have seen him when he thought he won. Oh,
smug.
Yeah.
All right, so Carmen wins the first round there. Carmen, pick a line.
I will go line one.
Line one, whoever that is, because we didn't get time to get the names yet. All right, so Carmen has that one. Here we go. Second round. First tweet. PSA, now is not the time to complain about the OT rules. You all knew them back in week one. Made Gio giggle.
Done.
Yeah, I agree.
Carmen's done.
Done.
Gio's done.
Nope, not done yet.
Done.
Spanish is done.
Done.
And Mike is done. Mike, whose tweet is that?
That belongs to Johnny Bedsores.
Johnny Bedsores. Spanish, who you got?
I was in doubt, so I will Kunst it out.
Carmen, what do you think?
I think that's a copy hoppy.
A copy hoppy, copy hoppy. Gio.
That is a topical hoppy tweet.
Topical hoppical. Hiri Hiri.
Gross.
That was Spike.
Sneak attack.
On and off the mic. How do you like that? All right, here we go. Your next tweet. I am not tweeting about the Bucks until I need to. Good night. A lot of football tweets in this week. I am not tweeting about the Bucks until I need to. Good night. Whose tweet is that?
Done.
What's Spanish that is done.
What does that mean? I'm not tweeting about the Bucks until I need to.
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Done.
Clicky click. Geo's done.
That's me thinking.
Done.
Carmen's done.
No. Oh, yes.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah, change it up. Oh. Take a shot.
All right.
I'm not tweeting about the Bucks until I need to.
Good night.
Good night.
That's the last word. Mike, you in? You're done?
No. Oh, I'm trying so hard.
Show ends at 10.
All right. Okay. I'm done.
Okay. Mike Helta, who do you have?
Johnny Vagina.
You say Johnny B. Geo, who did you have? Who did you change it to?
Originally, I was going to go with Johnny B.
Yeah.
It seemed like a logical choice. But instead, I went with Breaker of Tables, John Senning.
All right. Spanish, who do you got?
I went with one Sloppy Hoppy.
Sloppy Hoppy, Sloppy Hoppy. Carmen, who do you think it is?
I think that's a Dizzy tweet.
You think that's Dizzy?
Oh, yeah.
Dizzy a lot on this game?
Yeah,
no. Yeah, there. He was in last.
You know, I didn't pick him, so I'm asking.
Nobody was in doubt, huh? Should have Wilkinsed it out. That was Will with that tweet. No points.
All right, here I go. I'm playing
Nobody
serious
has
now.
Any yeah. points yet?
I'm playing yes. serious now.
All right, here you go. Your next tweet.
Here you. Here we go.
Ozark's new season is not disappointing. Hashtag Ozark's, and not is spelled in all capitals.
Done.
I will tell you, I read this tweet last night, and I'm guessing who wrote it.
Oh, damn it.
I would like to point out, I'll give you guys a little bit of help. You can change your answer if you would like to, but the series is called Ozark, not Ozarks.
Yeah, but it's Ozark possessive.
No. Because he hashtagged it Ozarks.
Oh, you said he.
Done.
Oh. Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'll allow it.
Ozarks, there's no apostrophe or anything, so it's not possessive. New season is not disappointing. Hashtag Ozarks.
Done.
Damn it. Hold on.
Done.
Gio's done. Spanish is done. We got it, Spanish. You're done.
Shots.
Done.
Mike's done. Carmen?
Done.
All right. Carmen, I'm going to start with you. Whose tweet is that? And did you change?
I did.
Because of my slip-up or because of...
Yes. Because you told us. Because we were just talking about how Galvin watched Ozark and, like, binge-watched the last season. Mm-hmm. But because he pointed out the mistake, I know Galvin doesn't make mistakes.
Never. Certainly would never admit to it.
Exactly.
Never.
Or point it out. So I changed it. To a topical hoppy.
Topical. All right. Spanish, did you change or did you go straight with what you had?
Did not change. I went straight hoppy.
You say hoppy. All right. Geo, change or straight?
I, too, went straight hoppy.
Ooh. Straight hoppy. Mike Helta.
I changed.
Yeah?
I first said Monica.
Okay.
Then you said he. And then I crossed it out and put Monica again.
Interesting.
All right.
Everybody's wrong. That was Mo.
Damn it.
Mo.
I saw it too. I couldn't remember who it was.
I know Monica does watch the show, though.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. It's part one of season four. Because it ended, and I go, well, it can't end like that. And I guess it's part one, so they'll have the other part come out.
I haven't watched three.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. All right, here we go. Next tweet. By the way, no score yet. Come on, let's do something here.
All right.
Next tweet. Who y'all want to win again? 49 or Packers?
Done.
I'm reading it how it's written.
Done.
Who y'all want to win again? 49 or Packers? Everybody in? All right. Geo, who you got?
That is hear ye, Spike on the mic.
Is that Spike on the mic? Spanish?
I went with Dizzy.
Went with Dizzy. Carmen?
Hear ye, that is Spike.
Is that Spike on the mic? And Mike Helta, who you got?
I also went with Dizzy.
Oh.
Two for Dizzy, two for Spike on the mic. Two of you got it right. And those two should be a couple, Gio and Carmen.
Damn it.
Yeah. Carmen almost puked.
Good job, Carmen.
yes, that was Spike on the mic. Very nice. All right, your next tweet. Here we go. Joke of the day. A 45 supporter, MLK, said, quote, "A nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But I'll take his mean tweets any day."
Done.
Done.
Gio's done. Carmen's done.
Done.
Mike's done.
Done.
Spanish is done. Spanish. No points. Let's get some up on the board. Who you got?
I was in doubt, so I will Koontz it out.
Will Koontz it out. Mike Kelta, also no points. Get him up there. What do you got?
I went with the, as Carmen calls, the political common terrorist, Bob Armey Will.
Oh. Gio, who do you think it is?
That is a back-to-back Spike on the mic.
Oh, no way. I spiked and spiked you, huh?
Yeah.
Carmen, what do you think?
That's a racist tweet, racist mo.
Mike says no way. Gio, way.
Damn it.
You got it. Oh. That was Spike. Back-to-back Spike.
Damn it.
Hear you, hear you.
I've got no points in this game.
No points. No points, Jerry. Right now, Carmen has 1 point. Gio has two, possible FTW. And Mike and Spanish are exactly the same.
Yes.
They have zero.
That's a win for me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right, here you go. Your next tweet. I was able to get the scissors to slide across the wrapping paper once back in 2012, and I've been chasing that dragon ever since.
Done.
Done.
Mike's done. Gio's done.
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 Carmen's done. Spanish is done. Spanish, you're not going to win. Whose tweet is that?
That is Drew Garabo.
He said it's Drew. Carmen, who you got?
I love when that happens, I got to say. But that's Monica.
You said it's Monica. Mike Kelta, what do you think?
Wrapping paper fairy. That is Galvin.
You said it's me. I can wrap.
Oh,
I can wrap a present. I can tell you right
now.
That
was my second guess.
Gio, possible FTW. Who you got?
Chaser of Dragons. I also said Galvin.
You said me.
Check his paper.
That says salted meats. Oh, Spike. Oh, no, that's Galvin.
Oh.
That was Corey Cardinal.
Oh.
I actually read that tweet on the air because I liked it so much. I told you that I thought that was funny. So no points on that one. All right, here we go. Next one. Holy smokes, Josh Allen. That's it. That's the tweet. Holy smokes, Josh Allen.
Oh, man. Done. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Spanish is done.
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 Gio's done. Carmen's done.
Done.
Mike's done. Taking points away from Spanish. You now have negative points. Mike Kelta, who you got?
Johnny Balzac.
Johnny Balzac.
Wow.
It's actually pronounced Balzac.
Yeah.
German. Spanish. Who do you got?
I said Hoppy.
You said Hoppy. Carmen, what do you think?
I was in doubt, so I Koontzed it out.
And Gio, possible FTW.
Jonathan Bell.
You guys aren't very good.
Oh.
That was Mike Olivero.
Dang.
Oh.
From the infamous Maiko radio show. All right, here we go. This one has a picture, and it has the like phone screen, and it says 38 minutes and something. You'll understand why. The tweet is, that's the exact time the AT&T customer service rep transferred me to tech support when 5 minutes into the call, listening to him try and Google search my issue, I said, quote, "Why don't you just transfer me to tech support?"
Done.
32 minutes later, why don't I send you to tech support?
Done.
Mike's done. Gio's done. Carmen, you
yes.
say done?
Done.
Spanish is done. Spanish. Whose tweet?
I think that's you, Galvin.
That's me. Mike Kelta, who you got?
For the win, that is Mo.
You said it's Mo. You have 0 points, so that wouldn't be for the win if that is correct. Carmen. Who you got?
Angry tweet, angry Galvin.
You said it's me. Gio, possible FTW. Let's wrap this up. Who you got?
For the win, that is Mo.
God damn it.
That's
damn
Mo.
It.
Two of you said it was Mo. One of you just won the game. That is Mo. Geo wins the game.
Yeah, I did it.
I can tell you that was the only one I knew. I didn't have any other guesses.
Geo and Carmen. Carmen won the first game. Geo won the second one. They're married now.
Yeah, Geo knows Mo's body.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. It's unfortunate. Gross. Yeah, he does know it.
We came up with a good. I don't think we. Maybe
you can't say that on air. Yeah.
I know. I remember. Should we try to do it or no?
Text it.
Yeah, I think for sure.
No.
Maybe wait till Friday when everybody's here and you can say.
Is it a game or something? Or
yes, kind of.
It wasn't for the show till. I'm just kidding. We're never going to do it. Should we do it?
I think we should do it.
Real quick, Gio, what line you want to play for?
Line 3, please.
Line 3. All right.
Nice choice.
All right, I'm going to take. I have to take it back. I won't say anything. When you're here, I mean, I'll tell you what it is, Galvin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for all of us. It's a game that we're going to play amongst ourselves, but we can't talk about it on the air till it's over.
Kiss me in the dark.
Damn it, you nailed it. Guess right it. Now.
Yep.
Carmen.
No.
What? I posted some pictures from Halloween, like for a TBT.
Halloween?
Where we painted the girls' butts like jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, yeah, the pumpkins.
And somebody wrote, good luck doing that at your house now. And I thought, we would still bring girls to the house.
Yeah.
So, if you're here Friday, what can we do with horse?
Wait, what?
Like, I'm saying, if you're here Friday, what can we do old school? I don't know, we could do something fun. We haven't had any, like, I really want, we're not going to do it in here, but I really want to do a foam party with that guy.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a place that we could do it that's close by. You know, like an empty big warehouse. Because we just need a little space out of a warehouse.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be huge.
Oh,
yeah.
The space I could find.
You know what I mean?
Joe, on a side note.
Oh, boy.
So, my cool neighbor that you met.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you want to talk about somebody that lets you be, never bothers you for anything.
That's the kind cool of neighbor you want.
Did mention that she might have seen you urinating in the woods once or twice.
Yeah.
When you met her, she said that.
She's a guy who urinates in the woods should not be surprised when people see him urinating in the woods. It shouldn't be shocking to you. What?
Did you hear the worst part?
Always face the bushes.
The worst part is that she said that she met him when that was happening.
No.
Oh, thank God.
She met him at the parade. Remember we were at the parade?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Joe was like, I was like, Joe pees in the woods. She's like, oh, I know.
Oh.
So I thought she was joking on whether or not she could actually see you making number one in the woods.
Did she send you a picture?
No, but this weekend, while the foam machine was here and the kids were playing in the foam, she sent me video that she shot from the second floor of her house down onto the party because it was a cool angle to see all the kids in the foam.
Yeah.
Now I'm convinced she's got video of you peeing
in
the woods.
Yeah.
He doesn't venture far from the house.
No, I know.
I know he doesn't.
He's right there.
But he's a turtle. He goes behind the bushes, right?
No, not really.
Yes, I do.
Kind of, but not really.
I'm always behind the bushes.
It's only bushy from certain angles. And then from everywhere else, crystal clear.
Well, all right. You know.
Plus, I'm calling ADT today, and I'm putting extra cameras up, and I'm not telling you about them.
Yeah.
But P-cams.
Well, that's proof. Yeah.
P-cams.
Your neighbor may not have a video of him peeing, but I do.
I'm getting the P-cams put up, and I'm going to stream it right to your bone TV.
Don't say stream.
And the worst part is now when you go out that back door, it smells like...
Joe, come on.
First of all, old man.
That is true.
You are a bald-faced liar.
No.
Yes, you are.
Joe, would you agree... If Mike put up an invisible dog fence, but we didn't tell you where the end was, and you had to wear the collar out there to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I thought.
Not knowing where the end is, so you might get zapped.
I can tell you, Mike, the last time I was over your house, I did walk around the side, and it smelled like hot, like silver, Centrum silver.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's show. Yeah.
Nope, that is not true.
Yeah.
Quite pungent.
Man, Joe, you're ruining the...
I don't want to bring down the property value.
Well, quit doing it.
Right. Move it to one of the 9 bathrooms we have in this house.
Yeah.
Well, look at Gio. What I did for Gio, it's on our stories on Instagram, Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow. Gio came out of the bathroom and was greeted by a stream of balloons.
It's like a wall of balloons. I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We had this company come and do all these things for my daughter's birthday, and they came and they took everything down and left that big thing of balloons. So I think... emotionally, nobody wants to pop it or throw it out because you really have to destroy it to get rid of it. So they just left it lying in the living room. And I was like, well, I'm not leaving it here. And I just
put your son's gun that he has. Oh. The little, I don't know what it's called, the one that has like the pellets or whatever.
Yeah.
And you shoot you target practice.
It's actually a good idea, Carmen.
Yeah. Come on.
Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. We must take a break. We'll play some commercials. We'll come back to wrap things up. We got a good show tomorrow. I'll tell you what we have coming on tomorrow in addition to the new open letter. First, I want to tell you, if you have a mortgage on your home, there's a good chance you could find a better rate or better terms. The market right now is still in your favor when it comes to home financing. Rates are still in the low threes, which means significant saving for most homeowners, both short-term and long-term. So what you need to do is call my friends at American Financing. They're Florida's home for home loans, and tell them, hey, Mike Halter was talking about it today. He's a guy who's refinanced before, and take advantage of a free mortgage review and see if they can save you up to $1,000 a month. When you call them up, there's no pressure, there's no upfront fees, there's no hidden fees. You have a conversation with the person on the other line who is, by the way, salary paid. They don't, they're not trying to sell you anything. And then at the end of the conversation, they say, yeah, we can help, or no, we can't. 10 minutes, and you can start and probably close in as quick as 10 days. All you need to do is give them a call and get pre-qualified when you call 813-906-2060. That's 813-906-2060, or you can find them online at AmericanFinancing.net. Take advantage of these low rates before they disappear. It's American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.